This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Religion can be a guide for how to live life, and it can be a source of strength when thinking about death. San Francisco resident Tracy Grubbs says she grew up fascinated by death. She was afraid, but also curious. That led her to volunteer at the Zen Hospice Project, a San Francisco center for the dying supported by the Buddhist community. This next piece is taken from an interview recorded by StoryCorps as part of an effort to document the experiences of volunteers, patients, and workers at Zen Hospice. Grubbs spoke with her colleague, Lisa Masano.
I can remember very clearly the night that I learned that everybody dies. And I think I was like 3 or 4 years old, and my parents were in my room. And, you know, I would say, well, do you mean you're going to die? And so I've always been afraid of it, and I've been always curious about it. So when I heard that there was something like the Zen Hospice Project and they would train you to be with people who were dying, I was very intrigued. And also, I had a growing Buddhist practice at that time, and I wanted to find some way to apply it. But I was also afraid. It took me a while to apply. I remember I downloaded the application, and I kind of had it for about 2 or 3 years before I sent it in. What's required for me to do it is to relax, and that means to allow the person that I'm sitting with to be themselves and for me to really show up and be myself, too.
That makes me think of a recent resident, Pietro, that you got to know a little bit and spent some time with.
I spent time with him because I helped him clear out of his apartment in North Beach. We took a lot of care to collect all of these things he had in his little SRO, and then we cataloged them all. When we got back to the ward, you know, there was a certain number of suits that all had been tailored, he was pointing out the Italian suits. And when he died about a week later, you know, I was sitting in the room with his body, and the staff just came in and put everything in garbage bags and, you know, put it in the storage room for him, for whoever was going to claim it. But there wasn't anyone. I mean, it was just, they were just things then. The other thing from Pietro, and this is not something that I witnessed, but Teresa, our shift mate, said, is that before he died, he was very restless in bed and at one point sat right up and looked at her. She was just sitting there to be with him. And he said to her to remember that it's all about love and don't get sidetracked. He told her, don't get sidetracked. Such great, amazing words from him that I've since shared with other residents on the floor who knew him, including Alfredo, his Italian compatriot, because Alfredo keeps saying, well, what do you think he means by, you know, love is the most important thing? And what did he mean by not get sidetracked? You know, so I love also that the spirit of Pietro is still very much in the room when I'm meeting with Alfredo, and he's very much in me, you know, as I continue to think about how to serve on the ward in the best way I can.
That was Tracy Grubbs speaking with Lisa Masano. Their conversation was recorded by San Francisco StoryCorps and was produced by KALW's Rachel Vasquez for the Spiritual Edge Project.